The morning hour has gold in its mouth.
It's early morning. The sky to the east is beginning to turn a lovely shade of blue as Jack makes his way back from the fourth tower and into the passageway that leads through the walls of Inverness.
Oh, it's good to be back. The old mansion even feels good. It even smells good. What is that sweet smell? Why do I have this sudden craving for a cup of espresso? I hope that espresso machine in the kitchen is still there.
As Jack steps out of the wall, he sees a trail of crumbs leading from the sliding panel across the living room, across the library, and across the dining room.
Are these cannoli crumbs?
He follows the trail into the kitchen, where he finds several cups of steaming espresso all in a row, and seated at a table behind a small stack of cannolis.
Ah, Madame Maltepazzo.
Buongiorno, Mr. Flanders.
Good morning. Excuse me, are you planning to drink all those espressos?
Ma no, I make for everybody, please.
Ah, thanks. Wow, this is exactly what I needed.
You have a cannoli, see?
Oh, thanks. Mmm. Well, have you enjoyed your stay here in Inverness?
Molto bene. I like your inn. I like the way everything lights up, you know?
Light up?
Yes, light floats up, you know?
Oh, you mean the furniture and things.
Yes, so lights.
It didn't bother you, huh?
Ma no, I floats too.
You were floating?
See, a little bit I float.
You mean you actually floated up off the floor?
Yeah, I float, I sing, it makes me very happy. You try sometime.
Yeah, floating and singing.
You're a big house. I love my voice.
Oh, you mean singing inside the walls, the echo.
See, I wanted to stay.
Oh, excuse me? You want to stay?
See, ma no, I cannot.
Ah, so you're leaving.
My driver, he no come back.
So, you're not leaving?
Si, your man, Signore Wemabem, he say he very happy to drive me far, far away.
Well, he's so considerate. Madama, where exactly in the walls were you able to float?
Ah, you want to do too?
Oh, sure, maybe.
I don't know exactly, but I know is behind a big, come si dice, place for fire.
Place for, oh, fireplace.
Si. You find, you float, you sing. Suicidio!
Scusi, madame, your limousine?
Ah, grazie, signore Wemabem. Now I must go.
Well, it sure was nice having, meeting you, Madama.
Maybe one day very soon I have holiday, and again I stay at your Inverness Inn, you see?
Inverness Inn. Ah, right. Oh, we'd be honored.
Bene. Ciao.
I wonder what Wham Bam put in those cannolis.
So you and little Frida went through all that just to steal this bone.
Well, this bone saved my skin.
I know that a relic from a saint can pack a lot of juice, but I didn't know they use saints' relics to bash demons over the head.
Well, I'll tell you something, Mojo. She sure came in handy.
If little Frida is bringing back the rest of the bones, what are you going to do with them?
Every old house needs at least one skeleton in the closet.
I think you got enough of them here.
So, Mojo, anything happened while I was away?
Nothing worth mentioning.
You lured the diva out of the walls?
Yeah. The old cannoli come on. We left a trail of cannolis and she followed them on out.
Oh, wait a minute. She said something about floating in the air.
Everything's been floating around here.
No, she meant herself.
She was floating?
Yeah.
Man, that's got to be one powerful spot to give her a lift off.
She said it was something in the walls. Wait a minute. These are fake doors. This isn't a cupboard. It's an elevator.
A freight elevator? You didn't know about this?
No, it wasn't here before. Not the first time I came to Inverness.
Could fit a whole lot of furniture in here.
You know, you're right. You could. Well, which button should I push?
How many we got?
4. This level, and it looks like 3 levels below us.
Let's try the last one. I like to get to the bottom of things.
You got it.
Man, we're going deep. I got the feeling when we step out, we'll be greeted by some guy in a red suit. Well, boys, we've been cooking up something real hot for you two cool cats. Oh, yeah.
The elevator stopped.
Oh, man, look at that.
I'll be darned.
The more you tramp on a turd, the broader it grows.
Jack and Mojo discovered a secret elevator that took them deep into the center of the mountain. When the elevator finally stopped and they stepped out...
What is this?
Looks like something Nikola Tesla would have been proud of.
How did they get all this equipment in here?
Not through the kitchen door.
You know, maybe through the cave and down to the elevator.
Man, some of this stuff looks ancient.
Yeah, it's a strange combination. Sort of cast iron meets digital. Hey, there's someone coming.
The Macintosh man.
He stopped.
He doesn't see us.
Listen, you come from this way, and I'll come from there, and we'll jump.
Watch it, he's slippery.
Look, if I have to, I'll bunk him with St. Seymour here.
That bone sure comes in handy.
Shh. When I give the word, we'll bounce.
I got you.
Okay. Now, Mojo.
Oh, my goodness.
There he goes.
Get him.
No, you don't.
Gotcha.
No.
Holy mackerel, it's Chief Wampum.
Is that a thigh bone that you brandish about and you threaten me so?
That's right.
That is one fine bone. Where did you find?
What?
Where did you dig this up?
In the fourth tower.
Oh.
I helped little Frida steal it back from the Rakshasas.
Let me see.
I don't think so.
Please let me see.
No tricks, Chief.
No.
All right. Here.
Oh, this feels very nice. It tingles, yes? Mm. Come, follow me, please.
What's he doing with it?
Beats me. He's waving it around in front of those meters. Look at the way they're responding.
I like this bone. We can go now.
Go?
Up. Mojo, you know, you look like a chief too, yes?
Huh. That's because these African robes are what you left me after you took all of my clothes.
But you look very nice.
Chief, where are our clothes?
In the room store.
The what?
I think he means the storeroom.
Yes, it's...
Chief, why are you constantly stealing things?
But whatever we take, we give to, yes?
Yeah, but why?
Lady Giles, she would not allow change. It was time for change, yes?
You mean there's a whole storeroom filled with furniture and clothes and stuff, and you've been rotating it?
Yes, yes, yes.
You and who else?
You would see.
Does old Art know something about this?
Oh, no. That old Farsi guy, he does not like Chief Wampum. No, not at all.
Why is that?
He is a cowboy, and I'm an Indian, and what more can you say? Whoop, here we are.
Oh, my God. This is Dr. Mazzola's old laboratory.
This looks like the kind of place where you could put together another Frankenstein.
I know. The last time I saw this lab, the dragon was destroying.
Looks pretty intact.
Yes, it sure does.
Over there, someone in a lab coat.
Yeah. You know, he looks a little like... No, it can't be. Excuse me.
You are Jack? Dr. Mazzulla?
You are Mojo.
But we thought you were dead.
Yes.
But how did you come back?
I didn't.
What?